episode of Family Trivia with Dad and Lad. My name is Evan. I'm the dad, and I'm joined as always by...
me, Emmett, the lad.
This week's episode, we're going to be diving into one of Disney's most heralded stories ever, one of the lad's favorites. We're going to be doing some more in-depth trivia on Beauty and the Beast. How do you think you're going to do on this week's episode?
11 out of 15.
11? So you're somewhat confident in your Beauty and the Beast knowledge?
Yes.
Okay. Well, for those of you joining us for the first time or joining us for a multitude of times, we're just going to talk a little bit about how this podcast works. We've got 15 questions coming at you in three rounds of five questions each. And each round that goes by, the questions are going to get a little tougher. This first round we call...
the Trivia Tots.
The Trivia Tots. So here we go. The easiest questions we have for Beauty and the Beast trivia. Question one. What is the name of the book-loving village girl who is the main character of Beauty and the Beast?
Belle.
Belle is correct. She's a nice character. She's, I think, kind of bored in her little town, right?
Yeah.
She kind of wants to get out of there. I think there's like a whole song about her wanting to leave the town, essentially. But yeah. Question two. What magic flower counts down the time the beast has left to break the curse?
A rose.
An enchanted rose is correct. So the rose had to stay alive until his 21st year. So until he turned 21, which means that he was turned into a beast at age 11. And wouldn't that be terrible? You would be a beast right now and have 10 years to figure out how to get rid of the curse.
In the story, he does not look 11.
No, not at all. Question three. Who is Gaston's short, clumsy, and funny sidekick?
LeFou.
LeFou is correct. LeFou translates to the madman, or even better, what do you think it translates to in French? LeFou. What do you think?
I thought you said like LeFou translates to LeFou.
No, what does it sound like? It's a cognate.
LeFou.
A cognate
the
means
foot.
No, not the foot. The fool.
Oh.
So a cognate is when a word sounds like its translation. Yeah. So the fool in French, LeFou. Question four. What enchanted object is Lumiere?
A candelabra.
A candelabra, or a candlestick, we'd take that too, is correct.
Not a candlestick, though, because he has three.
I guess. You're going to be all uppity about it. It's just a candelabra would be a multiple candlestick, kind of. So Lumiere comes from the French word for light, which makes sense.
Fun fact, when I did summer school, I had a French class.
Oh, yeah.
That was like all about French culture, and we learned how to speak French.
A little bit, at least.
I can sing a whole song in French.
Nice.
We had French nicknames, and mine was Lumiere.
Oh, cool. Nice. Question five. What color is Belle's famous dress during her ballroom dance with the Beast?
Yellow.
Yellow is kind of correct.
Yellow.
We're going to give it to you. It's gold, but it's pretty close to yellow, yes. So Disney animators chose the gold color because it was bright and happy, and it stood out against the dark and blue ballroom. So
yeah. It wasn't very blue.
Well, like blue is in like the mood. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, that's also the color of the Beast suit.
Sure. For that part, yep. And that's going to do it for the Trivia Tots round. Emmett is 5 for 5 and doing great. Hopefully you in the car or at home are doing just as well. But now we're going to turn up the difficulty. The next 5 questions we call...
The Mind Movers.
The Mind Movers. So here we go. Question 6. What song do the objects sing to Belle during her very first dinner at the castle?
Be Our Guest.
Be Our Guest is correct.
And I know a parody of that song from The Simpsons.
Oh.
See my vest made from real gorilla chest. Hear this sweater, there's no better than authentic Irish setter.
All right.
I know all the words to that.
I know you do.
It's such a good one, though.
The song was actually originally supposed to be sung to Maurice and not Belle, but the filmmakers realized that the song was too good to waste on like a minor scene. So that was why they made it a bigger scene with Belle. Question 7. Gaston claims that when he was a lad, he ate 4 dozen eggs to get large, and now he eats 5 dozen eggs to make him the size of a what?
A barge
is correct.
That's, I guessed that.
That's, you guessed it?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's just straight
whatever
out
whatever rhymes with large.
Yeah, he said, when I was a lad, I ate 4 dozen eggs. Something about to get large, and now I eat 5 dozen eggs to make me roughly the size of a barge. Yep. A barge is correct. You know what a barge is?
No.
A barge is like it's a boat that is like flat, and it helps carry like construction equipment and supplies when they're like building bridges. And if they had to move, like sometimes if you have to move cars across a river, they'll use a barge.
What if he was as wide as a barge?
Yeah, maybe. He was a big dude.
Fat Gaston.
I mean, 5 dozen eggs, that'll add up. Question 8. How do you break the spell on the castle?
Find true love.
Finding true love is a basic way of saying it. That is correct. The beast must learn to love another and earn their love in return by the time the last rose petal falls.
Now, in the musical, there's an entire song about this that the beast sings.
Oh, is there?
I love it so much.
What is it?
It's the act one finale, and it's If I Can't Love Her.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you like that song. We've heard that one a bunch. Question 9. Who played Belle in the 2017 live-action remake of the movie?
Oh, I know this. It's Hermione, right? Emma Watson.
Say, I can't give you hints or clues, but yes.
I know it's Hermione, though.
Emma Watson is correct. Yep. So she replied, or she, you would know Emma Watson. She got famous from her role as Hermione in the Harry Potter movies. But yeah, she was the one that played Belle.
I didn't know if she could sing that good.
Yeah, yeah. Question 10. What object is the character Maestro Cadenza turned into in the live action movie?
A A piano.
A piano? I'm going to give you 75% credit for this.
Oh, it's an organ.
Not an organ.
What?
It's one other version of it.
Harpsichord.
A harpsichord is correct. Very good. Yeah, so basically the harpsichord is more like a piano that plucks the strings as opposed to hits them with hammers. But yeah, the character was completely new. That character did not appear in the 1991 animated version, so that was a made-up character for that.
And then in the Christmas special, why I said pipe organ, why I said organ, because the villain is named Forte, and he's a organ.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. And that's 10 questions. Emmett's doing fantastic. He's doing awesome. But now, folks, come the really hard ones. I've scoured the internet for the hardest questions I could find on Beauty and the Beast trivia. So here we go with
the Brain Busters.
The Brain Busters. So here we go. Question 11.
I quiver with fear.
Who wrote the beautiful musical score and songs for the 1991 movie alongside lyricist Howard Ashman?
I swear, if it's not Alan Menken, I'm going to be so angry.
So Alan Menken is your guess? And Alan Menken is correct.
Thank goodness.
Very good.
I swear it was going to be like Hans Zimmer. Got that one wrong in the Lion King trivia.
Yep. Alan Menken, he won 2 Oscars for this movie. It was Best Original Score and Best Original Song. So that was pretty cool.
That's for Be Our Guest.
That or Beauty and the Beast. The tale as old as time. That one. In 1992, Beauty and the Beast made cinema history by becoming the first animated movie ever to be nominated for what Academy Award?
Outstanding. I don't know.
You don't know. That's okay. This is the big award. The biggest award of the Academy Awards is called Best Picture. That's the award that they give out for that. It lost, by the way.
What?
The movie The Silence of the Lambs that year actually won.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
That's a horrifying movie. Never watched it.
But it actually... Beauty and the Beast being in that category paved the way for Best Animated Feature as a category to be created. So that was kind of like one of the first ones that said, hey, maybe we should make their own category. Question 13. Which actor, also of Star Wars fame, played Lumiere in the 2017 live-action film?
I don't remember.
The answer is Ewan McGregor. I don't know why the words wouldn't come out of my mouth. Ewan McGregor. You remember who Ewan McGregor was?
No.
So Ewan McGregor. I believe he played the role of
Luke.
No, I have the high ground.
Obi-Wan.
Yeah, he was the young Obi-Wan he was in 2 too, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Well, he was in 1 as well. He was in all of the prequels. Yeah. But yeah, so he played Obi-Wan. It was funny too because he struggled with his French accent during the recording, and at first he said he actually admits that it sounded Spanish at first, and he had to like re-record a whole bunch of it because his French accent was so bad. Question 14. In the song Belle from Beauty and the Beast, how many times is the word bonjour said?
Five.
It is said 5 times in the opening.
Bonjour, 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 bonjour.
But later on, throughout the whole song, they say the word bonjour 14 times.
Oh my goodness.
It's pretty fun. I had to go back and check that a bunch of different times. So,
did you watch the movie?
I did not watch the movie, but I looked up the different lyrics websites and stuff to make sure that was correct. And yeah, it's pretty funny. And finally, question number 15. What was Belle's father's main job?
Engineer.
An engineer is very close to what he did. Very close, but not quite.
Scientist.
He was an inventor. An inventor.
Engineer. Inventor. So, basically the same thing.
Kinda. Do you know what his product that he was about to, that he was working on?
Like a wood chopper?
Yeah, exactly. He was inventing a wood chopper. So that was pretty good. You did. Did you outpace yourself? I think you got a little more than 11. I think you got like 12 or 13.
Yeah.
Which is great. Awesome. Well, hopefully you guys enjoyed that trivia as much as we did. If you did enjoy it, please leave us a 5-star review on whatever app you are listening on. Those reviews help us to find other trivia-loving families just like yourselves. Also, you can find us on social media at DadLadTrivia on Facebook and on Instagram. Send us a DM. We'd love to hear from you there as well.
Trivia question for you.
Oh boy, here we go.
Besides If I Can't Love Her in the musical, the Beast has another song that he sings. What is the name of that?
I don't know.
It's called How Long Must This Go On.
Oh, was that in the movie?
No.
No.
Neither was the other one.
So it was all on Broadway now?
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense. They needed to add some songs to get some more music out of it. Sure.
Well, and the Beast didn't like sing in the movie.
No. No.
Only in Something There.
Yep.
But that was it.
Yep.
He had like 3 lines.
That's true. All right, folks. Well, thank you so much for tuning in each and every week. We really appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedules to spend just a couple minutes with us every time. So thank you so much. And until next time, we'll see you later.
Alligators, I almost forgot the line.